The time and location of Sir John Saw's speech to the Society of Editors were kept secret because of his position as boss of Britain's MI6. But his message was loud and clear, largely focusing on torture.
Torture is illegal and abhorrent under any circumstances.
Allegations of the UK's complicity in torture surfaced in the case of Binyam Mohamed, a former Guantanamo Bay inmate who was tortured in Morocco after being captured in Pakistan. Binyam Mohamed says with the knowledge and even assistance of British agents. But Sir John says his employees steer clear of any involvement.
Some may question this, but we are clear that it's the right thing to do. It makes us strive all the harder to find different ways, consistent with human rights, to get the outcome we want. And other countries respect our approach on these issues.
The 55-year-old spoke of the importance of intelligence in fighting al-Qaeda, but said there is no single reason for the terrorist phenomenon. He spoke of the need to prevent Iran acquiring nuclear weapons technology and of the rising problem of cyber terrorism. But while taking this unprecedented step of delivering a public speech, C, as he is known at MI6, defended the principle of secrecy.
Agents take risks. They will not work with SAS, will not pass us the secrets they hold, unless they can trust us not to expose them. And foreign partners need to have certainty that what they tell us will remain secret, not just most of the time, but always. Without the trust of agents, the anonymity of our staff, the confidence of partners, we would not get the intelligence. The lives of everyone living here would be less safe.
But MI6 knows it has to maintain this secrecy while becoming more transparent and accountable. Hence a recent publicised recruitment drive and a new website which even goes as far as to give a virtual tour of SIS offices on the south bank of the River Thames in London.
There is a genuine community feeling in SIS, and we have a range of facilities where we can take a break with colleagues. These include our restaurant, a coffee lounge and a bar. We also have a gym on site.
And Dr. Tobias Feakin, intelligence expert at the Royal United Services Institute in London, says the new openness is important if MI6 is to rely on public support.
It's definitely a process of opening up so that we feel more comfortable with the job that they're doing, and also providing more opportunities for people to engage with the services.
Unlike many of his predecessors, Sir John Saw's is no stranger to the public eye. When first appointed boss of MI6, it was discovered his wife's pages on social networking site Facebook contained pictures of him in his swimming trunks and details of where they holidayed. Prior to that, he was the UK ambassador to the United Nations, so has often been seen on television before. This speech, though, still represents a significant moment for MI6 as it attempts to shake off some of the James Bond mythology surrounding its activities. This is Ollie Barrett in London for The World.